Planning and Zoning Commission met last night. I am joined on the line by Director of P&Z, Katie DeLuca. Good morning, Katie. Welcome. How are you this morning?
I'm well, thank you. Good morning.
Good morning. Tell us about last night's meeting. How did it go?
It was a very productive meeting. We started with Row America, which is the new rowing club on River Road that also has the residential units above. And they had requested that they change the material that was used for their public access walkway. If you've ever been on River Road near where the water club is, there's a beautiful river walk there, and the new properties that come in and redevelop are required to have a continuation of that river walk. And originally they were approved with some sort of pea stone, and now they want to do a stone paver. So the commission was in favor of that, but due to the change in imperviousness, so to speak, the commission did require that they add at least one tree into the parking lot, and that they try to continue a boardwalk pattern so that people recognize that it's part of the public access walkway and they can walk on that area too. So that was approved. Then we went to Bruce Museum. We've heard this one several times before, and this was approved last night also. It was to enlarge and enclose an approved exterior deck so that they could create an indoor sculpture gallery. And that had gone before the Architectural Review Committee and now was back to the commission. And just similar to River Road, Bruce Museum is required to add two additional trees and to have some additional screening around their generator. And as I said, that one was approved. Then we had the YWCA. This was to request modifications of previous approvals to permit Sunday hours of operation and to change some of the lighting. And in their parking lot, it was the lighting that actually ended up causing the biggest issues with this project, but they were resolved in the end, and they were approved. So that's positive. And then we moved way to the other side of town, 1340 East Putnam Avenue. This was for a change of use to a proposed grooming, daycare, training, and board facility for canines. I would say it's where X was, but this building has been vacant for a couple of years now, so it's this is very nice that they have a new tenant that's going kind of near where Generations Barber Shop is. And the issue on this particular site is that there's non-conforming parking, but the applicant did a very nice job of explaining how the drop-off for the dogs would work and how the parking, even though it's deficient, would still be sufficient for this type of use. And so the commission added some conditions into their approval to ensure that that would be the case, and that also was approved. Then we went to a equal area exchange. This is Windrose Way, 25 and 28. As I said, just a minor equal area exchange, and that was approved. And then we had a large home that also required the merging of two lots. This is at 483 to 491 Riversville Road. Large home meaning a residential structure that exceeds 150,000 cubic feet in volume, which is what triggers our special permit requirement, which is why they're before the commission. This particular property also was proposing an indoor athletic facility, and this project was approved. There was some questions about green roof and making sure they had enough soil depth on the roof and that kind of thing, so that was all worked through. And then two more, Burning Tree Country Club. They were approved to construct a fourth paddle tennis court. Again, the commission required additional trees. I think you're getting the theme of the evening here, which is positive. Of course, makes Greenwich as beautiful as it is that we have all the trees. So the commission, I think, recognizes that, and that one was approved. And then lastly, we had 16 Rock Ridge Avenue. This is, again, one of those residential structures that exceeds 150,000 cubic feet in volume. And this one was actually left open. There was some question about the landscaping, actually, and conservation comments. And there was also a sewer comment that needed to be addressed. And the last application that was on the agenda was not heard. That was 9 to 11 South Water Street. That was postponed by the applicant. This is effectively a reapproval of a commercial, retail, and moderate income housing unit project. And that was left open due to sewer comments and there being an open sewer permit that the sewer department wants to get closed out before they move forward.
All right.
So that rounded up the meeting.
You're a very charitable mood last night, I guess, huh?
Yes. Well, as long as you gave us the trees, it was all good.
All right. So you've got, is that it for the meetings or one more this month? No, that's it.
We have, we had three this month, and now and the reason being is that we only have one in August, and that's going to be August 3rd. We have a staff meeting this morning, but I can tell you for sure that Greenwich Hospital will be on August 3rd, and also the text amendment for the second floor restaurant use on effectively Greenwich Avenue will be on the August 3rd meeting.
All right, good. Were these items that were approved today pre-applications originally?
Yes, if they are a special permit application, then it's required that they come in for a pre-application with the exception of the residential structures. They don't need to come in.
Okay. And were you before BET this week? I know Planning and Zoning was. Were you yourself?
Yes, I joined the two members of the Planning and Zoning Commission. Bob Baralek, who is one of our newest members, has an extensive background in affordable housing. And so he did an absolutely excellent job of explaining to the BET what the value would be in having monies that we could use for affordable housing. The main point is that there's two types of affordable housing. There's the set-aside development. That's the one you kind of hear about all the time. And then there's another type called assisted housing. And assisted housing is housing that has government assistance. And so if we, the government of Greenwich, were able to provide that assistance, we would be able to also set the rules for rent for the income levels, and we could do it at area medium income as opposed to state medium income, which would have an enormous impact on the size of the structures that would be constructed due to that level of subsidization that would be required for the below market rate units. I know that was a total mouthful and an earful, but it is a complicated subject matter. But Bob did a wonderful job in the 20 minutes he had of really explaining that in detail, and the BET was extremely supportive. They did note, of course, that the devil is in the details. So although they said, well done, we can clearly see the benefit here. Let's, keep moving and let's see what you come back with some details.
All right, fantastic. Well, Katie, great job this morning. A good meeting last night, and we'll look forward to one more in August and then rest of the summer off, right?
Excellent. Yes. Thank you so much, Tony.
Take care. Have a great day.
You too. Bye-bye.
That's Katie DeLuca, Director of Planning and Zoning, P&Z Met.